Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytec. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing the Grady Health System and how they standardize their glycemic care. To set the stakes for you, let's look at Grady Memorial. So there are 400-bed Urban Safety Net Teaching Hospital down in Atlanta. And back in 2015, they faced this really critical patient safety threat, like a 37% hypoglycemia rate across all patients on insulin.
Right, 37%, which is just, I mean, it's staggering when you hear it out loud.
Insanely high, yeah. I mean, was this extreme volatility driven by, you know, error-prone paper protocols? Or was it more about rotating residents relying on manual bedside calculations?
Well, it's really both, right? It's absolutely a systemic failure. You have these exhausted clinicians trying to calculate complex sliding scale formulas on a notepad at 2 a.m.
Wow. That's asking for a disaster.
Exactly. And ICU clinical nurse specialist Barbara McLean, she recognized this immediately. So to fix it, she implemented Glytec's Glue Commander to basically eliminate those human calculation errors entirely.
Right. So taking that heavy cognitive load right off the clinician.
Exactly. Yeah. And the clinical outcomes. Night and day transformation. I mean, they took their incidence of blood glucose less than 70 mg/dL and dropped it from 2.44% to a mere 0.31%.
Wait, down to 0.31%? That's a massive drop.
Oh, it gets better. Severe hypoglycemia, so under 40 mg/dL, that plummeted from 0.44% to just 0.01%.
And that's practically zero.
It is. And crucially, they have had zero sentinel events since implementation. Not a single one.
Zero sentinel events. I mean, for the administrators and strategy folks listening, a sentinel event is literally your worst nightmare. It's a severe preventable harm. Hitting absolute zero is exactly the kind of reliability we need because clinical variability directly drives up your costs and your regulatory risk.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge liability.
I always say relying on manual paper protocols for a high alert medication like insulin, it's literally like asking your CFO to run hospital finances on an abacus. It's an outdated liability.
An abacus. I love that. And it's totally accurate.
So help me connect these dots here. If clinical safety is improving this dramatically on the floor, how does this specifically insulate a CFO from CMS exposure and operational drag?
Well, the regulatory stakes are just incredibly high right now because severe hypoglycemia is now actually a CMS hospital harm, ECQM.
Right, the electronic clinical quality measure.
Right.
And if you don't report on that, you forfeit, what, 25% of the annual Medicare payment update?
Exactly, 25%. So the financial exposure there is huge. But what's fascinating is that when you fix the clinical side, the operational gains naturally follow. Let's look at the data across other Glytec implementations. By standardizing this care, peer systems like Riverside Healthcare have documented a 3.18-day average reduction in length of stay.
Wait, almost 3.25 days? Are you serious?
I am.
That kind of throughput improvement is a CFO's dream. What does that actually look like in terms of the operational bottom line?
At Riverside, that reduction translated to up to $2.6 million in annualized savings. That is a 467% ROI.
Good grief. So you aren't just avoiding those CMS penalties. You are actively capturing operational drag and turning it into real savings.
You are. But let's synthesize what this actually means for the frontline, because you don't get that enterprise ROI without changing the daily workflow. By shifting that math from the clinician to the platform, we save up to 72 minutes per IV insulin patient per shift.
Over an hour saved per shift.
Yeah.
Just from not doing manual math.
Yeah, up to 72 minutes. And referencing Advent Health data, standardizing this approach cut first-time provider calls by 75%. We are fundamentally giving nurses and hospitalists their time back.
Which is huge. So essentially, utilizing an FDA-cleared Tool 1 with 20 years of clearance, zero recalls, and 50 billion data points, it transforms glycemic care from a fragmented clinical headache into a defensible, governed enterprise outcome.
Exactly. It completely redefines the standard of care.
Well, here's a final provocative thought for everyone to mull over. With peer institutions like Genesis documenting a 99.8% reduction in severe hypoglycemia, how much longer can your health system afford to treat these events as unavoidable complications rather than preventable failures? Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a Glytec podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit glytec.com.